Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. On assignment, special edition, Jeff has removed himself from the blizzards and the waterspouts and the tornadoes and the flooding and the rain rivers of Southern California and transferred himself to Tempe, Arizona, where conditions are just fine, thank you very much. But it gives Jeff a certain perspective because he gets to call back home and find out what's happening to everyone else. Jeff, a very good evening to you. It's Yoder Bliss now we call upon you. You're used to alpine conditions, and that would apply to what I'm reading from Southern California's weather reporting. Water spouts off of Dana Point, you sent me a picture. Tornadoes in the Los Angeles County area. Snow up and down I-5, so much so that it's closed at something called the Grapevine, you will explain. And then in the north, nothing's been heard from the north for 3 or 4 days, Jeff. They're gone. It's just, they've achieved every perfect California weather. They're the Yukon. What's happened, Jeff? Where do these storms come from?
Good evening, John. These storms are a combination of weather effects from the Arctic area as well as the Pacific. So what you have is you have the jet stream dipping down, and you have the moisture coming from typically tropical areas, Hawaii type of things. They used to call it the Pineapple Express. And now we have these atmospheric rivers of moisture that are coming in across the Pacific, and then they hit this jet stream that's dipped down. So you get the very cold situation with very wet situation come together, and that's why you're getting rain, snow, sleet, hail, grapple, which is like a between hail and snow, and a host of other weather conditions. You mentioned the water spouts, tornadoes touching down, doing damage in LA County. And as you mentioned, snow blanketing the entire West. I spoke with my daughter today, who lives in Reno. They're getting over a foot of day, which is a lot at the elevation they live at. And they're hardy skiers and mountaineers, and they can't even get up to the mountains. Everything is closed. People can't get into the ski resorts. It's it's just so much right now is hitting all the mountain regions, and the snow is dropping down to the 1,000-foot level.
My memory is that I-5 is a critical roadway, and it is now reported closed at the Grapevine. What does that mean?
Grapevine is actually a small town that's kind of near the halfway point between LA and San Francisco. It's actually closer to Bakersfield. But it also has become the name of this part of the 5 freeway that goes north-south there. And it's a major trucking route there. And it's a major just, commuting and tourism route. It's one of the north-south lifelines for the West there. But it does get to an elevation where you can get snow there even on a good year. Right now, it's just getting pummeled. And so when you see aerial shots of the trucks and the people who live in that area, they've just pulled off to the side and they are camped out for several days now. There's just no hope of getting them through the Grapevine.
Yes, we have this report. It's a few hours old. No timeline for when the freeway would be reopened. Los Angeles under its first blizzard warning in years on Friday. The area is expected to see historic rainfall over the weekend. However, the headline that I went to right away was, this is not the real storm. This is a preview. It's like coming attractions. Where's the real storm?
As you point out, coming attractions, there's a series of these low pressure systems that are packing cold air, like I said, straight from the Arctic, right through us. And, you'll be getting it across the country in the next week or so, too. But as I mentioned in yesterday's report, I knew there were more on the way than just the set of three that came through this week. And I think we're headed for some very heavy, serious weather in the next days and weeks.
Now, Jeff, you are the director of photography at Cali Magazine. Cali Magazine is associated with sunny weather, with spas, with saunas, with beautiful shoes, with sitting on the beach and sipping a Mai Tai. What's happened to California culture? Can they switch to being grumpy New Englanders in high boots and warm socks and a potbelly stove? Is that possible?
It's going to be interesting to see if they can do that. This is the first time in my memory that I've heard about people in lower elevations talking about having to shovel out their driveways, period. And, you know, people having snowball fights that live at low elevations in LA County. I mean, as you point out, this is sunny Southern California. But it's also interesting to see how it is impacting some of the things that people associate with California, whether it's movie production. I've heard of several that have had to be shut down, curtailed because of bad weather. People surfing, they're being told not to go out and surf because the waves are just so huge and so powerful right now. And the lifeguards don't want to go out and save anybody because it's so dangerous. And they're shutting down piers. And there are parts of towns where they're worried about, you know, flooding, coastal flooding. So it is changing the way people live in Southern California, to be sure.
And the freeways, the round Los Angeles, I-5 is shut, but are the freeways being shoveled? Do you have the equipment? I mean, when it snows in New England, you know, huge trucks come through with big plows, and then the smaller trucks with big plows, and then the tiny trucks with big plows. Do you have anything like that in Los Angeles?
Well, they do, you know, in the mountain and high hill communities, they do have those. But, you know, the snow that's falling in LA County and parts of Southern California where it usually doesn't, it's not sticking around to be a kind of a problem. What is a problem is the black ice that forms at night and this very slick roadways. And so you have a lot, many more spin outs and crashes than we've seen in a long, long time. It just seems like one report after another this past two or three days, the freeways being, you know, stopped up because of these crashes or injuries, people having to be evacuated to hospitals. It's been a tough situation. I don't think people have been ready to drive in these conditions.
Yes, let me underline. I'm no fancy driver, but if you think you can't drive in these conditions, you're right. Don't drive in these conditions. It doesn't matter how much snow is on the ground. These slippery conditions can fool you all the time and fool other people. Now, Jeff, we've been in Los Angeles and Southern California. Let's go north. The snow pack is already large there. I have a report from my correspondent at Aurora who looks north towards Lake Tahoe. I think Tahoe's gone again, Jeff. I think it's buried.
It's the roads getting up to Tahoe have been closed. And, you know, this has been the embarrassment of or the terror of riches because they went through these really tough times during our mega drought that we had. Now they have more snow than they know what to do with or than they can handle. And people can't get up there to, you know, alleviate some of the economic problems that they've been dealing with these past few years. The snow is so heavy that the main approaches to, say, for example, Lake Tahoe and other major resorts areas in Northern and Central California are closed, whether it's, you know, roads being blocked by accidents or, you know, inability to get resources on the spot. There aren't enough snowplows to take care of it. Or even you have authorities saying, look, we don't want to, you know, endanger anyone. So we're just going to shut the roads down. Again, my daughter and her guy, they are mountaineers and skiers and they have all the equipment, including the right kind of vehicle to get up there. And they couldn't even make the approach because the roads are closed. They're saying they've never seen so much snow up there in all their lives and they can't get to it.
All right. About afterward, because we haven't had the big storm yet. I understand. We'll report on that when it arrives. They're already talking about flooding. So what we're looking at here is that snow, when it runs off, you're not built for that either. Your road system and your drainage system are not meant for this scale of moisture all of a sudden.
That's right. There's only so much that the flood channels and the reservoirs are going to be able to do to take care of these things to mitigate the, you know, overabundance of snow and runoff. What also is a big concern are mudslides. You know, we've been having major wildfires in Northern and Central California along the Sierras and some of the other mountain areas for several years now. And so you have not had the growth come back in terms of trees and brush, and that leaves it open to erosion and mudslides. And there are predictions that we're going to see some pretty bad slides and, you know, road collapses and such over the next few months as the runoff continues. And I think that's going to be the next story. After we get through all the rain and the snow, then you're going to be dealing with earth problems. And that's going to last for quite a bit. And it's going to cost the state quite a bit to fix those problems.
Now, you are in Tempe, Arizona, where none of this is happening, right? None of it. All the storms from California to Minnesota, you're secure in what? Near desert, perfect conditions?
Yeah, I'm looking out my window right now, my hotel studio, and we've got a smattering of clouds. They all look like cotton candy pink clouds, just barely touching, the area. And it was shorts weather when I got here, so it's very, very nice. It's going to be very comfortable. Great place for them to have spring training in the next few weeks.
Don't you feel a little anxious about not being at Huntington Beach, Big Kahuna, heading into those big waves? I can see that that's very tempting to you daredevils.
Well, I'll tell you, the waves yesterday were so massive, and just the frequency was just, one wave after another that I told my wife, I just can't imagine paddling out in that. Even when I was a young, reckless, guy, it's just so crazy. It's just this rapid, one wave after another giant wave. And I don't know how some of those guys do it. I don't know where they get their guts for that.
And that wind is still there, the wind that you saw on the ocean tops. Is it all over California?
Well, certainly, I've only been looking at that in the Southern California area, but the word I hear is it's throughout the region, throughout the entire West, dealing with wind, rain, snow, and all the other frozen variations of moisture up and down the West Coast.
They haven't given this storm a name, right? It's just storm.
That's right. It's, it's interesting is we don't tend to name those storms. Occasionally we get a hurricane that blows in from, southern regions like, Mexico and places like that. But they haven't begun naming these storms. I'm guessing if we keep having giant ones like this, they'll need to just so we have a reference point.
The director of photography for Cali Magazine, Jeff Bliss, is Pacific Watch in Tempe, Arizona. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.